Over the past year, but specifically over the past couple of months, hear a lot about housing projects. One which is being presented in the Lakeville area of Salisbury, another in Falls Village, and they actually had a town meeting via Zoom on this. Actually, two town meetings, and then the Planning and Zoning Commission is going to have a meeting on Thursday this week, or they probably, I would think, we would either vote on it or continue. But we have Colter Rule, who is in opposition to this particular project and certain things dealing with this particular project, joining us this morning. And Colter, first of all, thanks for joining us this morning.
Oh, thanks, Marshall, and your listening public. I'm honored to be on your show.
Okay. So now we went through the Zoom meetings where there was one meeting which basically the plan was presented, and the next meeting which had a lot of people talking about the project. Now, with the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting this week on Thursday, do you think this will come up to a vote this Thursday, or do you think it will be continued to the next meeting?
No, I think they're ready to vote. They've, in their mind, held all the public hearings that they want to hold, and they have listened. I mean, oftentimes one meeting was 2 hours long, and an hour and 50 minutes of that time was taken up by the presenter. So there were only 10 minutes for public comments. The next one, letters were read for about an hour and a half, and then public comments were limited to only the site plan, no fiscal aspects, no ramifications on the mill rate or who's going to be responsible, et cetera, et cetera. It's, it was not that helpful. The P&Z, our P&Z, our fellow citizens, refused to permit any questions other than architectural drawings and even down to the finishes of the the color palette for the designer, but no questions on the ramifications for the town, for the neighborhood, for the water table. Well, actually, they did address water issues and stormwater issues, and so they're going to have the development needs to have a its own private water company. So there are so many aspects, Marshall, and we're not confident that the Falls Village Housing Trust, which is four or five individuals here in town, will have the skill set to manage this thing. So
I'm looking at the Planning and Zoning the call for the meeting, which is on Thursday at 7 p.m. It is a Zoom meeting. And by the way, you can get the Zoom information at the Falls Village website. It's kind of tricky to get to it because you have to go through five or six different steps. So what we're going to do is when we're finished with this interview, it'll go up at robinhoodradio.com on demand.
Thanks, Marshall.
And
thank you.
And you will have the call, the meeting, and you will have the very specific Zoom meeting, how to join in either by Zoom or by telephone. Now, what's interesting on the call for the meeting is that there is a section for people to make public comments, and basically public comments are permitted for whatever on the agenda. And what is on the agenda under new business is the River Road Homes Lime Rock Station site plan review. So if there's folks out there that either are for it or are for or not for it, you do have the legal right to, at this meeting, to speak up because it is on the agenda. And as I said, if you want all the information, robinhoodradio.com on demand, go to the interview section and find the interview with Marshall Miles, interview Colter Rule, and then right there when you click on the interview, you can listen to it or you can just actually see the call for the meeting and the instructions to go via Zoom. Now,
here, I've got some other details for you. I'd love to share, Marshall.
Sure.
This meeting is just a regular P&Z meeting. The public hearing aspect is over.
Yeah.
This is a regular P&Z meeting. I'm not even sure they're going to have public comments on this. Also, I'd like to share with you aspects of the Zoom meeting. The Zoom meeting was run by one of the employees of Northwest Community, Northwest Hills Council of Governments, Janelle. So I just want to share with you how this is going down. Northwest COG, Community of Council of Governments, has really been the prime mover since 2009 on getting the Falls Village Housing Trust established, on getting the P&Z to do an incentive housing zone, opening up that land for multifamilies, et cetera, et cetera. Northwest COG is a quasi-government organization who write grants to raise money to get towns to build affordable housing. And I have to say it time and again, we are not against affordable housing in Falls Village. We just think that this is not compliant with the incentive housing regulations, which is that these developments need to be near a transit hub or a center of commercial center or infrastructure. And that incentive housing zone program is not meant for Little Falls Village, where we are going to put 16 families, singles, elderly people, 7 miles from the nearest quart of milk, 2 miles from town. We already have 4 Habitat houses in the neighborhood, which we love. They're great neighbors. They're owners. Another question, rhetorical question I'd ask, have you ever rented an apartment, Marshall, in your life?
Yeah.
Did you love your landlord?
20% of the time. 20% of the time.
So we've protested and asked questions, and most of our questions have not been answered. Questions about the fiscal aspects for the town have been, you know, gaveled down. We are not allowed to ask anything about other than the site plan, or, you know, architects and engineers. That's it. So it's been tough, and we'll see. We think they're going to approve it, and, you know, do we want to lawyer up? Not really. You're talking about, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars for lawyers. By the way, all the lawyers are busy doing closings and other land matters. The other thing is this. Their budget is $3.5 million, Marshall. That was based on previous lumber prices. Lumber prices have doubled. Are we talking about a $5.5 million project now for 29 bedrooms? That works out to $190,000 a bedroom. I don't get it. You know, we have questions and they haven't been answered.
So, all right. Well, once again, by the way, the landlord question, I had lots of bad landlords in my life, but right. I found a house about 12 years ago in Lakeville that Reg Lamson owns. And you know what? He's been the best landlord.
He's been such
a good landlord. I'd never, ever consider buying again.
But anyways. Oh, boy, aren't you fortunate.
I know. That's very fortunate.
Here, I want to share one comment that we had at this meeting. One lady said, well, I used to rent my house out at an affordable rate. But with the advantage of Airbnb now, I'm making 5 times the money. That's why we need affordable housing, she said. So that was a real head scratcher. The housing market, COVID, the election, on and on. These are odd times. And for this thing to get put through on Zoom format with the P&Z gaveling down any questions about anything other than site plan, is absurd. There is just an audit report of the Department of Housing that was just put out on the 24th of September. It is not a pretty picture. The previous commissioner was handing out money, approving incentive housing zones right and left. the P&Z is not in compliance of the housing zone. At the original meeting that changed the zoning to put in the incentive housing zone in December 2013, that's a special hearing for a zoning change. That should have been made public. No one made one comment, and they approved it. It was a major change of zoning for our town, and there was no public in attendance.
All right. Well,
Anyway, I guess you've given me enough time, and I really appreciate it, Marshall. And I want to say one more thing. Support your local newspaper, ladies and gentlemen. Subscribe to the Lakeville Journal. Without that journal, we would not be able to discuss issues like this other than with Marshall. So,
all right. So once again, the affordable housing will come up at the planning and zoning meeting on Thursday, the 22nd. It is on the agenda, and that means if it's on the agenda and you have correspondence and public comments after that, that means you can whatever's on the agenda, you can speak about. So it's a Zoom meeting. We have all the Zoom information. Just go to robinhoodradio.com. On demand, the interview with Coulter Rule, and you'll see all the Zoom information right there, so you can join in. Coulter, once again, thanks for getting up earlier this morning and joining us this morning.
My pleasure, Marshall. We have a petition. We've got 70 signatures on it. We're going to submit it to town hall today or tomorrow and ask for a yay or nay vote on whether the town should approve this. So we've been working to get citizens involved, and we can't thank you enough for the time.
Okay, thank you, Coulter.
Okay, Marshall, have a great day.
Coulter Rule, once again, the Falls Village Housing Project.